We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota. Tested, trusted Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. By Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by Wendy's, the official hamburger restaurant of the New York Giants. By Agera Energy, the Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit AgeraFan.com for a hassle-free quote. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, the bank where everyone knows your name, member FDIC. We're joined now on this Monday by the quarterback of the Giants, Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli. Obviously, a tale of two halves yesterday and a tough finish. First, tell me, give me the big picture. Coming out of there after a wild comeback, after an explosive fourth quarter and a tough 0-3 loss, how you feeling today about the team?
Well, you know, obviously tough loss. Proud of the guys fought. Just had some tough breaks. You know, they're in the first half. Right before halftime, have a good drive and go down there couple plays close to scoring and to not be able to put it in and get nothing there. Had another drive in the third quarter, get down there close, go for them fourth down, don't get it there. Defense kept kind of hanging tough and getting us the ball and giving us opportunities and finally offensively, I thought we moved the ball well all day. For the most part, we finally just were able to finish some drives and hit a couple big plays now you score one and then defense gets the turnover and we score right again. Gets the ball back, hit Shep for 77-yarder, gets the ball back again, go down and score, So there's a lot of good things. I like the fight of the team and obviously just didn't quite have enough to win the game.
24 points after no points for three quarters. And obviously we all know what happened right before the half where you scored it looked like you scored two touchdowns and wound up with nothing. But 24 points in the fourth quarter. Eli, were the up-tempo and the very quick way you got the ball out, and obviously by design, quick drops, get rid of the ball quickly. Were they linked? Do you have to have them together? Can you do the quick drops without the up-tempo, or are they married in your mind?
No, I think you can do them both. I think it's just a combination of what they were playing and the style of defense they were playing. They were giving me my first read on a lot of the plays and we were able to get the ball out and hit some slants and hit a couple plays. So I think, I think that was the game plan going in this week is that we wanted to do a few things. We knew they were a talented, front four. They had good pass rush, one of the top leaders in sacks, and so we wanted to try to tire out their defensive front, so play fast, get them where they're not set and they got to communicate, and so we can slow down the pass rush a little bit, but also keep their defensive line from subbing, and then also just in our pass game, just wanted to have opportunities where we had some quick throws and they were giving them to us, and for the most part, we hit a number of them, and so that's what we felt we needed to do, just to get the ball into our playmakers' hands and see if they can make some plays for us.
Well, no question, the quick stuff obviously worked. You didn't get sacked in the game, and that's on a lot of pass plays, so you didn't get sacked at all. And I thought the no huddle stuff or the tempo stuff not only keeps them from subbing, but also on a very hot day, had to wear them out. They had a couple injuries, too, so that really helped, I think, too, that it happened on such a hot day.
Yeah, and I think that's good. Honestly, we got to do a better job. We had a couple penalties ourselves on some of the quick stuff, and so that's hurt. I mean, that's what we're trying to get set fast and have them make mistakes, and you know, we're the ones with you know, some penalties on some of that stuff. So we can't afford to do that. We but I think that's a good way to, you know, mix in some things. And you know, we got to be able to just play fast at times just to change the tempo of the game. But you know, we still got to, you know, we got to have it produce points, and we got to have it help, you know, convert third downs and do those things. So our, you know, when you are playing fast, you're not, you know, you're not running as much clock, you know, off the game clock, and so you know, you risk keeping your defense out in the field a long time.
No question, it doesn't give your defense as much of a blow. No question, and maybe that was a factor against the run yesterday because the Giants did have their problems. We're talking with Eli Manning. You know, what does it say though about an offense that struggles as much as it did, but then is explosive enough to put up 24 points in a quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it just shows we do have we have the capabilities of scoring, and I think, you know, again, I think most of the day, we moved the ball well. You know, we just didn't, you know, had obviously two drives where you're right there.
Yep.
You know, inside the 20-yard line where you get and you know, you get no points. Which is tough, you know, going for it on fourth downs. You know, had a couple, you know, very manageable third downs that we didn't convert, you know, that we gotta convert those. We gotta make those plays. And so, you know, those can be the differences in wins and losses, and or points and no points. So both of them are, you know, two of them in the first quarter were, you know, in Philadelphia territory where you kind of get one of those first downs, probably leading to some points.
How did you feel about the running game yesterday? Still, obviously, the numbers aren't there. Did you feel any better about the running game yesterday?
Well, it was just the way they were playing. You know, they had seven guys in the box or a safety down, you know, most of the day, and which makes it tough to run. You know, you're gonna have, you know, kind of one guy unblocked, or you got to get, you know an extra receiver in there to block, and you know, it's gonna make it tough, but it's gonna give you the passing game. It's gonna give you options to get the ball out quickly and you know, one-on-one. And so you know, if that's kind of teams gonna play us that way, you know, we gotta be able to throw the ball, and we were able to throw it pretty well.
We're talking with Eli Manning off the Giants. Very tough loss, and a loss on a heartbreaking, I mean, an amazing field goal, as a matter of fact, a 61-yard field goal to win the game for the Eagles yesterday after the Giants comeback. On the last drive where you had the mistakes, where you come up short, where they then obviously at the end of the game they get the punt and they make the plays, what were you completely going for it, and that's why you guys attacked it the way you did? Or in the back of your mind, are you also trying to measure the clock too? Are you thinking, I don't want to leave any time on the clock, or are you just going for it and trying to get up the field?
Yeah, no, I think we're going for it. We're gonna go and try to see if you can get some yardage, get some completions, and you know, give yourself a chance. Whether you try a long field goal, you try, you know, a 60-yarder or whatever you can get. So obviously, you know, we had a completion the second play. You know, we finally get another completion and call a timeout, but instead, you know, had a false start. We had to take a timeout, and then we have a holding call. So now it's, you know, we're still trying to get something going. You know, had to throw one on the flat, got out of bounds, had a third and 15, not an ideal situation at that point. But you know, came up 1 yard short, hit a, you know, pass to Evan, just a little short. But our mindset was we're gonna go for it and try to get out of bounds, try to all you need is maybe one shot, you know, one kind of possibility to get something down the field a little bit, and you can be in field goal range.
You're 0-3. This team had high expectations. I think everybody thought this team had a good chance to be a postseason team after last year. I don't think anyone thought otherwise. Now it's 0-3. There's still a lot of games to play, but we know what 0-3 looks like in this league. How do you, as the leader of this team, how do you think this team how were they yesterday after the game, and how do you think they'll respond to this challenge now that they're 0-3?
Well, the guys were obviously disappointed yesterday just because we felt we had opportunities to win the game, and that was a tough one to swallow, just because we fought so hard and made a comeback, and everybody was playing well, and we just couldn't hold on to it, and that was just tough to take that one, but I haven't seen a ton of the guys, talked to a few of the guys today, but we gotta still believe we're a good team and still believe we can, we can get on the hot streak. We just gotta get that first win. We gotta play better team football, and yesterday we just didn't do it. We kinda had too many at times, doing some good things but not completely doing, playing great football as a complete unit. So, we just got to keep grinding and stay together and keep working and make those wins happen. Let them come to us. Once you get one, they can be contagious and you can get a bunch of them.
Now, you know, guys are going to adjust to what you did this week, and they're going to come up and they're going to play a lot tighter, and they're going to try and take away some of that stuff this week. Do you think the offensive line did some good things yesterday, or was it all a product of how quickly you got rid of the ball?
No, I think it's a combination. I think I thought we did a good job of mixing it up. We got the ball out quickly at times, but then we were able to hold it and throw some stuff down the field, a little bit on. And so I think one leads, one, getting the ball out quick at times can help out that pass rush. And so when you do, have an opportunity to hold it a little bit, that defense line's tired from rushing and not getting there. They can get frustrated, or they can, kind of stop doing some of, some of their moves trying to get there so fast that, it can help out in the pass rush or help out the offensive linemen. So I think, you got to keep the combination. You got to be able to get the ball out quickly at times, but also, you got to move in the pocket and be able to throw the ball down the field as well.
Still a lot of mistakes yesterday. We talk about that. There were so many good things in the comeback. It does erase some of these things, but still, even on that last drive, a lot of mistakes this team's still making, whether they're celebration penalties, which in the end zone, which you had 2 weeks in a row, or big penalties. A lot of mistakes for this team right now so far that have to get cleaned up.
There's some stuff we got to clean up. Obviously, we had a couple costly penalties offensively. Trying to go fast. One's kind of still a mystery to me. With the, they called it a delayed gain when their 12th guy was trying to get off the field. They accused us of holding him. Never seen that one called before. So that's a costly penalty right there. We have a check down and have a first down right there. Instead, we don't convert.
Did you think the Shepherd was a touchdown? Now that you got a chance to see it today, did you think did they make a bad call on the Shepherd one as far as the touchdown? Was he bobbling it out of bounds, or was it a bad call?
Well, I think on the one that called a touchdown, obviously they reviewed and said he didn't get in. So
no, that one I think I'm talking about the other one, the one in the back of the end zone.
The other one, the rule, finish the catch, and if you go to the ground, you got to finish it all the way through. And so even though he kind of caught it, had 2 feet in, once you go to the ground, if it comes out, they're gonna call that incomplete. That's whether it's a good rule or not, that's what the rules are, and everybody knows it. So if you go to the ground, you got to hold on to the ball. And so that's just, unfortunate. He ran a good route, did all the things. Just when he went to the ground, the ball popped out and not a catch anymore.
Do the celebration penalty? Maybe it's me, I'm getting old, but do the celebration penalties, with Beckham and your tight end bother you at all? Or just for not only for what they say, but also for these, putting your team in a hole as they do, these 15-yard penalties?
Yeah, we just can't. Yeah, we. Everybody knows what the same deal. You know what the rules are. You know what you can do. And we just, you know, we gotta be smarter in that aspect. And score the touchdown. You want to do a dance or something? Do it, but just don't do anything that's gonna, you know, hurt our defense and hurt the team.
You got Marshall involved yesterday. That was key. I mean, he had been kind of quiet or pensive or trying to figure things out. Whatever it was, you finally got him involved yesterday.
Yeah, that was good. I think got him involved early in the game and with some catches. First third down, you know, went to him, and so I think that was, like I said, that's a good thing. He's a good player. You know, he's got to be a good player for us, and so you know, we'll just continue to work. I thought he had his best week of practice. We had some good conversations last week and got him going, and just got him kind of fired up to you know, get involved in what we're going to do and how we're going to play, and so we got to have that same thing. I think he made some great plays for us. I think he'll continue to do that.
You know, you got 13 games left. We know that, but you've dug yourselves a pretty deep hole. Forget what the statistics say about the odds on making the playoffs. We know what that is. So that doesn't matter. You know, there's always a team that can always overcome any statistic.
Sure.
But you have dug yourself a tough hole, and you still have a lot of tough games to play. How do you feel about where this team is right now as you get ready to go to Tampa?
Well, we know what our record is, I think, but we can't let that affect our next game. And so, hey, whether you're 2-1 or 1-2, you go into the next game, you know, prepared to go win it. And that's the mindset. That's the only thing we can, you know, concern ourselves with is this next game, our preparation for it, how we need to play, where we can make improvements. And go compete our tails off and you know, get a win.
All right, Eli. Thanks. Did you, what do you take from yesterday? Is it more I can't believe we're 0-3, or is it that we solved some things yesterday with this offense? Or is it a little bit of both?
Well, you know, I think we did some good, you know, some better things offensively, moved it. You know, obviously there's some things we can clean up and we can be better at certain, you know, at some areas and make some more throws or make a few extra catches here and there. There's definitely things to clean up, but I thought we gave ourselves a better chance. We're in better position to be successful. And so that's a start. So we got to just keep, you know, keep rallying and find ways to put us in those good situations. Now he's got to make the plays to win the game.
Thanks very much. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Eli.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Appreciate
Eli Manning off yesterday's game. I mean, statistically for him, it was a good game. He did have 2 interceptions. One I thought was okay. One was bad. The 4th-and-2 play when McAdoo went for it at 14-0 in the third quarter, I would have kicked the field goal. Still enough times where you had at least time for 3 more, and they wound up with a lot more possessions, at least 3 more, where a 3-and-8 could get you back in. I would have kicked the field goal there. But you know my feeling about putting the first points on the board. I would have kicked the field goal there. I always want to get the first 3 up and in. I've told you that a million times, but I would have done that before that, probably. I would have had to think about it in the first half. I mean, that was frustrating because you had 2 times you thought you scored and you didn't. But the Giants are so bad on short yardage that it's hard to ever believe they're going to get something done. On that 4th-and-2, he went to his read. His first read was covered. As he went to pull it down and adjust, he couldn't wait because the guy broke through. One of the times he was under pressure, he had to force the ball, and then he didn't get it completed, and they wound up turning the ball over on downs. At that point, you probably thought the game was over. I think everybody did, but they came back, obviously, in what was a wild, you know, fourth quarter. The Collins strip and the Apple recovery really got them the second one very quickly, so off the first one. And then they finally got that offense going. I think the heat had an effect on the Eagles. I also think the Eagles were missing some guys in the secondary, but the Giants did get their offense going, and they did make some great plays. Beckham made an incredible catch, really a good catch, and then an insanely good catch on the second one. So he did some good things, and you finally got Marshall going. You finally got Shepard going and showed his explosiveness on the long one. That was a beautiful pass on that one by Eli, too. I thought Eli, for the most part, threw the ball pretty well yesterday. Like I said, one of the interceptions was bad. It was just a bad read and a bad throw. The other one, he was trying to ask his receiver to go make a play, and he didn't. So, I mean, that happens. But, you know, you have some faith that your receiver can go make a play, and he didn't do it. Overall, I thought he played pretty well. I think there was way too many mistakes. We know about the penalties. And then at the end of the game, I don't mind them going for it. I really think more than anything else, you can blame the offense there, the penalties. Why is he running out of bounds? Well, they're trying to still get up the field and get a field goal. So I understand that. It all starts on that end of the game. It starts with the special teams, a horrific play by the punter, who is usually very good, a horrific play by the punter, and then the defense for the third time allowing them, I mean, to just make plays they should never have been able to make. And then you wind up getting beat on what is an insane field goal. You know, you don't expect somebody to line up and kick a 61-yarder. You really don't. I mean, that was just an incredible kick and a very tough loss. The statistics say now the Giants will not make the playoffs. You know that? 0-3. I said it last week. I'll say it again. If they get to 1-3, and now they have to win there to get to 1-3, I think they can rally. I think it's a long shot, but they can rally. If they lose this week, I don't think there's any chance that they would make the playoffs after 0-4. They have to win one of these next two. They didn't get the Eagle game. They have to get the Buck game. Otherwise, they're not going anywhere this year. And it's going to be a very tall order when you look at their schedule and realize it's a very tough schedule. And the open 0-3 is going to be a long, long way to go for this team. And now, you don't like some of the things you're seeing with the defense, which yesterday completely broke down in terms of how poor it was against the run, which was its strength last year. It was great against the run. And yesterday, it was embarrassing against the run. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.